Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. And a little Van Halen bringing us back there. We got our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar with us, folks. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and could not do without him. He's one of the guys who helps us with our micropreneuring and our telecommuting. Teleworking, telecommuting. Those are the same things. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's good to have you back. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So what's new in the world of micropreneuring?
Well, it's funny. There's a lot that goes on, and every day we hear about new technologies and new ideas out there and new ways to stay connected and new ways to build business. You know, I've been doing this, January will be 20 years that I've been working from home.
Wow.
Started when I was 3 years old, if you can imagine.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? I don't care what new widget, so to speak, what new application comes out, what new piece of software, the latest, greatest, bestest, you know, internet-based tool, it's all about the same thing. It's all about staying connected with people, because people are the foundation of what you do, of what I do, of what any salesperson does, what any business owner does. You know, it's people who make the business happen. And
more than 25 years ago, John Nesbitt in Megatrends said this, and people have been, this has been proven to be true every tick of the clock since then. He, and I'm paraphrasing Nesbitt, he said, even though we'll have high tech, and we will, we'll still always want high touch.
High touch. You can't give up the tech and think that you're going to just, you can't give up the touch and think that tech is going to solve it, because really the tech facilitates certain levels of touch. We were talking a moment ago off air about a product called Twitter. And techies out there know what Twitter is. Twitter is an application that enables you to, you know, if I'm at an event and the question is, you know, it's at the top, it says, what am I doing? And so I'll type in 140 characters or less what I am doing. So if I'm at an event and I say, I'm at this event and this guy's speaking on, you know, new applications for technology, it's really cool. It's a great tool that way, but it, you know, it tells people what you're doing. And I'm like, okay, well, that's all well and good, but you know, it's not replacing the relationship. In fact, it's augmenting and building upon it. But you can't rely on that. You can't rely on an email.
Let's go back and talk. Say that now. Explain that a little bit more detail. This Twitter thing.
Sure. Twitter. It's twitter.com. So if people want to learn about me, they would go to twitter.com/Jeff Zabar. And what they would find there is the ability to essentially follow me on Twitter. So what they would do is they would subscribe to my Twitter feed, and it would come to their to their desktop.
This is how your groupies keep up with you, Jeff.
This is how my groupies keep up with me, exactly. Okay. You know, we make sure that when I'm doing my next concert appearance, you know, got to keep crowd control under control there, you know.
Exactly.
So got to know who's going to be there.
Behind the velvet ropes, yes, exactly.
Exactly. So what it enables me to do is, and it's really for people who have a brand that others want to follow, that, you know what, that I know Jim is on the cutting edge and always speaking on the small business realm. So I want to know what Jim's up to. Jim is speaking at a chamber event. Jim is speaking at the SBA. Jim just met Bill Gates and learned what the next piece of technology is going to be. Or he just met the administrator of the SBA. And that's the type of stuff you put in Twitter. But the point is that, and what's another exercise, and I've written about this as well, is Twitter makes you say it in 140 characters or less. Not words, characters. You think you're a good writer, try and say your piece in 140 characters. You'll never be a better editor than when you edit a message down. But the point is, it keeps you connected. It keeps people connected with you. It builds that community and allows people to know what Jim is up to, what Jeff is up to, what the people who matter to you are up to. And then, you know, it just builds on the community of what we're doing out there. It's like LinkedIn. It's like having a Facebook. It's like any of the different things that we have that can,
but does
that
this
can connect
add,
us with others.
Does this add or subtract from the high touch?
It can certainly add to the high touch, but in a digital realm. But, you know,
right.
as we were saying a moment ago, there are some times that you feel you need to talk to a client. Something may have gone wrong. Something may not be right, you know, or you're trying to pitch a prospect when an email just ain't going to cut it. And you got to either, you know, drive across town or pick up the phone, you know, send a letter, whatever, where it's just where you need to either hear the voice or get something tangible, more tangible than an email, you know, dear Bob blank, you know. And that's part of
you
what
know
we
what?
Need to balance.
I use email quite a bit, but I probably use the phone more than maybe the average. You know, I use, as you know, Jeff, I mean, we're fully functioning tech users around here, and we leverage it like crazy, and we love it, and I don't know what we do without it. But I pick up the phone a lot. I call people a lot, and in fact, sometimes I literally will pick up the phone and then hang it up before it rings and say, "Wait a minute, I need to handle this by email." I almost always go to the phone first.
Right. Most people are the opposite nowadays. Most people will pick up will start to type an email and say, "You know what? This might be better served with a phone call." And there's a lot to be said for that too. And there's a
but
lot
the good news
the
is we have
the two.
We have both, or more than both. We have with IM and other methods. I mean, we have these methods, and the beauty of it is having those choices. I mean, there was a time in my career when we didn't have those choices.
Right, right.
And
it also may not work for you. I don't like IM. I flat out don't use IM because, you know, I use Gmail, for example, and Gmail has an IM client, so I can deal with individuals across Gmail and across other platforms as far as using the IM. But I just don't like it because it's
instant
immediate.
Messaging he's talking about, folks.
Instant
well,
messaging.
You know, I don't use instant messaging outside of my office. I use it, we use it within.
Right.
Even though our offices are not that big, it's not like we couldn't yell across across the building or whatever, you know. But we often will use IMs, and even though we got intercom, we could use intercom.
Right.
But
right.
Hold on to that thought, Jeffrey Zabar, ladies, is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, also Safe at Home, also Home Office Know How, a plethora of books on home-based business and teleworking. He and I will be right back. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. The first one is where you can get the show and all the things that we do here, all the different ways you can listen to the show, subscribe to my free newsletter, check out our blog. All those things are there. smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and we're talking about staying connected even though you're home-based. Jeffrey, what about just getting out of the building?
You know what? It's funny you should say
getting
that.
Get off your butt and go outside
and get some fresh air out there.
And beyond walking the dog and beyond
fetching the mail, sometimes you got to get out there. And like I said, you know, getting out there and getting out among your peers and like doesn't mean seeing the kids off to the bus stop. No, you got to actually get out. you know what? People who work in any business will acknowledge that they never have more successful sales or just, you know, good events or meetings or feel-good moments than when they get out of the office and they go to meet somebody. They go to have a lunch. They go to a, you know, a chamber meeting or an association or trade event. You know what? Getting out there among the peers and people out there really helps build connections. And it's not about coming back with, you know, a handful of business cards. It's about coming back with, you know, one or two good connections that you can build upon and just feeling good about the day.
I was home-based twice, once as a teleworker for Xerox and once for my own business in it back in 89 for about 2.5 years. And if I didn't have work to do in my office, I was not in my office. I was home-based, but I got out in the marketplace. If I didn't have work to do, I didn't stay in my office unless I wanted to make phone calls, prospecting or following up with people or whatever, because back in those days, as you know, Jeff, we didn't have cell phones. But I mean, I would literally, and every day, every single day that I was home-based, whether I was teleworking or not, every single day without exception, and I mean not one day did I do differently. I got up before I went to my office, my home office. I got up, I cleaned up, I put my suit on, and I went to work in that office as if I were going downtown to an office every single day.
Now, a lot of people, everyone has their different styles, and I've written about the concept of the sort of mindset of working from home, and there are those who get up, get dressed, and go to, a local coffee shop or something to start their day.
This is the Storm Report.
Big storms across the plain.
Are we there?
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. Then come back after being out and about for the day, for the morning as a start to their morning, they then come back and start in the office, you know. So there's different ways to sort of get into that mindset of work. I know that every week I try and schedule a meeting off-site to go out and see somebody, see whether it's a peer, a client, a friend. Even if it's not going to result in business, it's a matter of getting out there and having some, a relationship with somebody just to get a little bit, you know, sort of a jump start on the day, on the moment, on the feeling of how I can make my day a little bit better and, you know, sort of stay connected with those around me.
Well, the main thing you got to do is, you know, the two issues here are we're talking about are making sure that you stay connected to your business and that you don't go wandering off, but also, you know, making sure you stay connected to the outside world.
Right.
And, of course, there are some people, Jeffrey, who are home-based because they're working across the country, around the world. They have no customers locally.
Right. Right.
You know, the people who do eBay and things like that, you know. But even those people, in my opinion, even those guys should get up and go to chamber mixers and go see what's going on in their area. Make sure they
Absolutely.
Get out of the area. Because you know what, Jeff? It's not healthy. You'll develop rickets.
Exactly. You know, the sunshine is a good thing, beating down on your body and getting out and doing. I mean, a quarter of my workload is local. I mean, the vast majority of what I do is from outside the South Florida market. So I could easily say, I only have a couple people here. There's no reason to get out.
Yep.
But there's always reason to get out. There's always reason to sort of build. You never know what's going to happen. If you ain't in it, you can't win it, as they say about lottery. And
That's
if
right.
you're trying to build your business locally, even if you're not, you know, keeping your mind in the game means getting off your duff, getting out and doing something. Again, you can build a mastermind group. You can have a clutch of two or three friends who you meet with, you know, every couple of 3 or 4 weeks and go out and just, you know, I have this idea for a marketing program. What do y'all think? Or I'm trying to write this business plan. Let me bounce it off you. You know, what's going on with your business? How can I help you? What can we do together? How can we make things happen? It really just invigorates the mind. And talk to any business leader, talk to any successful person, and they'll tell you they didn't get that way by sitting, you know, in a corporate office or in their office at home behind a closed door and just, you know, with the dog in the background and the windows showing the world outside.
Especially if you don't have enough business. You got to get out of your cave if you don't have enough business. If you
need more customers, that's absolutely true.
You got to get up and go out because you'll lose your mind if you don't get up and get out. And it needs to become a habit. If it becomes a habit, then you know you'll do it more often and it'll be better for you and for your body and for your soul.
Hey, well, Jeffrey, it's actually a great habit. It's actually a great habit to schedule a day. What not necessarily every Thursday, but a day get out and do.
Give us your website, Jeff.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar. Be sure to track his every activity on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jeff. We'll see you next
it's
time.
It's always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Quick break. Right back with Ray Keating. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.